And if you're ecstatic, then every day is does feel like a holiday. Every day is, in a sense, a holy day. So obviously we're far away from that reality. Obviously most people aren't walking around showing how ecstatic they are. And these questions are a perfect example of how we again and again avoid any possibility of ecstasy. Ecstasy doesn't mean you're swinging from the chandeliers or you're jumping up and down with joy. Ecstasy, even in its common usage, has to be understood better, that it's not necessarily an outer excitement. You're not meant to be all keyed up all the time, jumping up and down and kind of acting like you're out of your mind, like you can't contain your joy. That's not what I mean when I say you're meant to be in ecstasy the majority of the minutes of your life. This ecstasy is inner. It may or may not be visible to people on the outside, but it can be felt. And it's your actual construction. Because the ecstasy is the product of the flow of things, the movement of things. And the whole reason we're not walking around this life as little ecstatic beings is because ecstasy is not a mind phenomenon. Ecstasy is not a thought. It's not an idea. It's not even an attitude. It's a physical, it's a psychophysical, let's say, phenomenon. But even that is too serious a way to characterize it, because it's more basic than that. That just tells you the dimension, but it's so basic you can't really move away from it. But you can fool yourself, you can cover it up, you can be so unconnected to the source of it, so out of touch with the mechanics of it, that life feels like anything but ecstasy. But why I say you can't even move away from it is because it's directly a byproduct of the flow of life. That flow is happening to you every millisecond. Your blood is circulating. Your heart is beating. Your lungs are breathing. Your neurons are firing. Everything in you is moving. Everything in you is going a mile a minute. Now, you don't sit there feeling that necessarily, because everything is done kind of for you. It's autonomic. If you had to do it, you'd go crazy instantly, having to keep track of everything. Okay, lung, breathe, heart, beat, blah, blah, blah. You'd go nuts. So to make sure you don't go nuts, it's all taken care of for you. But the problem with it being autonomic and automatic is it's overlooked. You put your attention on anything and everything else other than those processes. When I say life is meant to be in ecstasy, I'm really being specific. I'm not talking in pie-in-the-sky terms. You're meant to have the capacity to enjoy ecstasy.